Building with the American spirit, people, projects, and communities. That's our core purpose at Barton Mallow, and it's no coincidence that people comes first.
We wouldn't be what we are or build what we do without the 3,500 plus team members that make up the Barton Mallow enterprise. I'm Sarah Kraft.
And I'm Elizabeth Ryan.
And in this series from the Said Differently podcast, we're taking listeners beyond the build to meet the people who are building the projects and impacting the communities where we live, work, and play.
This is Said Differently, Beyond the Build.
Welcome to this special Women in Construction Week edition of Beyond the Build. WIC Week is an annual event promoting the role of women in the construction industry presented by the National Association of Women in Construction, otherwise known as NAWIC.
This year's theme, Keys to the Future, celebrates the strength and knowledge of women and the vital role they play in shaping the future of the construction industry. Today, we are excited to be joined by Project Manager Kim Hoffman.
After a career change from nonprofit work, Kim went back to school and joined Barton Mallow's education group 2 years ago.
She is currently working in Troy, Michigan on the district's massive $555 million bond program, with work taking place over the next 10 to 12 years.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your role at Barton Mallow?
I'm a project manager in the Builders Group, and I'm with the K-12 education team. We work in communities that have passed bond dollars to help renovate the schools, and then we manage that construction. So I'm just starting a new project in Troy, Michigan. My responsibility is managing the project, which means really just working with our project team, the superintendents, our project engineers, being a liaison with the owner, with the architect, and the consultants, just to oversee the execution of the construction. And the way it works in K-12 group is that at any particular school, there could be multiple projects. So, for example, yesterday I was working on wrapping up and closing out some projects. And then this morning I went to a brand new conceptual design meeting for something, a project that won't be happening even for a couple of years. So it really spans the full breadth of from beginning to end.
You want to tell us a little bit about how you ended up in the construction industry?
Construction is a second career for me. I decided to make a change here midlife. My previous career, I had worked in nonprofit management for many years and was essentially a project manager working in communities, some of those same kinds of relationships. But at the time, I had been in a nationwide role where I was, working with staff and volunteers and businesses really all around the country remotely, long before, it became the norm for everyone. And I decided at the time that I really just missed being in the community and being a part of, what is happening on the ground. So I made a change and went to a different nonprofit, and I was working in business development and marketing. And I was working with companies that were, looking to expand opportunities for women, and maybe non-traditional industries, and doing that by creating events for girls. And as I was talking with these companies, I just kind of thought, God, this sounds really interesting. I never thought about these different fields. And it just led to my own research of looking into what it might look like to just do something completely different. So I ended up, doing some research and seeing, where would that intersection be of my skills and background versus where some opportunity might be. And I just happened to be working with a group of women from the National Association of Women in Construction who were a group of volunteers for me. And I thought, construction, maybe, that's interesting. So as I looked into it, I just started learning more about the role of project management. And I thought, well, there's a lot of things that I'm already doing. It's just about learning the industry. So decided to, take a leap and make a change. So I went back to school full time for a year and studied construction, and then just started over as a project engineer, and then kind of been promoted and worked my way up to a project manager.
How'd you find Barton Mallow?
Well, interestingly, when I was in school, I came across an opportunity for a scholarship that was through the Barton Mallow Foundation. And I applied and I was awarded a scholarship for my studies. So that was really the first time I kind of got connected to Barton Mallow. And then over those few years, I started, meeting people who had worked here. And when I was just looking for what my next step might be, I ended up reaching out to a colleague who had been at Barton Mallow. And he said, hey, why don't you come and check it out? So I just first interview and talked to the team and, you know, joined right away. And it's really been a great experience.
Can you talk a little bit about what your day-to-day looks like?
That's one of the things that I really like about construction, that every day is different. And, you know, we're thinking we're project management, but really we're problem solvers, right? Our entire team is. So as I mentioned, you know, from early design through the bidding process to awarding contracts to helping get contractors set up with their work and the scheduling and the ordering and, you know, the materials and then the actual build and then going through the process of wrapping up that project and closing it out and turning it back over to the district. So no 2 days are ever the same. There's always, new activities happening and, lots of people to keep in the loop to, you know, stakeholders who, you know, are very interested in seeing how everything turns out and, you know, supporting our contractors because they're the ones who are really, you know, really doing the work, trying to make things just as, as simple and easy for them so that they can be successful. So we all can be.
You mentioned that it being different every day is what you love about your job. Is there anything else that, having had experience doing something totally different, that you just really love about your new career?
Yeah, so I've got to say something that, I've always liked challenges. I tend to like to learn something new. And starting over in a field where, truthfully, it's been 7 years now where I really did not know anything. And I just sometimes think about how much I've learned and just how much more comfortable and confident I am, in my role.
So learning something new every day, I think that's one of the things within Barton Mallow culture that people are just really into learning. And also I didn't come from a construction background either. So people are so willing to teach you too.
Yeah.
And I've had that experience where we'll get out on site and, you know, work to get some updates to share with the rest of the company. And people are just so excited to talk about what they're doing. Is that something you've experienced too, that people are just willing to teach?
Yeah, absolutely. I think particularly, when I was getting started and I would, talk with someone who's actually doing the work and ask questions and, tell me what you're doing, what you're working on and how does this work together, or, learning about, the design of it and the specifications of, what materials and the methods and process that are going to be used. For me, that's all just a big puzzle that's really interesting to put together. So I do think that's a part that's, really interesting on the, from the day to day. And in terms of continuous learning, I think that it's also for Barton Mallow, that's something that I've really enjoyed. And I've really appreciate, I'm grateful for the culture here at Barton Mallow, where there is that support of learning. I've only been here 2.5 years and I've already been a part of Lean University. I've graduated where I've learned more about, the efficiencies in construction and how we can just do better by meeting more lean. And right now I'm actually in a year-long program called Breakthrough Leadership, where I'm really taking a deep dive into our own individual leadership style and self-awareness and how that is and, working with our teams and we can be more successful for the company.
Did you have a mentor or anybody that kind of helped you when you started here?
Yeah, I actually did through my role in getting involved in, organizations in the community and, meeting people at different companies. I did befriend someone a woman who was pretty well established in the industry, and she did help kind of, shepherd me the right direction and, helped just be that, listening ear in terms of what a career path looks like and, what the different opportunities are. So yeah, I would say definitely having that mentor early on is really helpful.
Did you feel like coming into the construction industry, were there any challenges that you faced, maybe just in general, or is, just being a woman in the industry and a woman who's new?
I think we're all aware that women are definitely a minority within the industry. But I felt, my experience, I've actually felt supported. I've had a number of mentors, allies that I would say who have been able to, support me and, cheer me on and, help me be successful. I think it's there's a lot of opportunity in the industry, and I think that there's a place for everyone. And I think, it's just just something to look into.
Is there any other advice that you would encourage women who might be interested in pursuing a similar path as you, that you would encourage them to do or seek out?
Yeah, I think whenever you can get involved in an organization, a membership organization that is, you know, within your field, come up, you know, with like-minded people, and you kind of build that network of support, that's definitely a plus. It can be helpful and also, you know, just really enjoyable to get to, you know, to meet others. I think in terms of just, you know, advice, I find that most people either grew up in construction or knew nothing about it, right? And then kind of stumbled into the industry, maybe, you know, like I might have or somebody else. But I think also, you know, just being intentional and kind of looking at what are some opportunities, what are some different areas that I might never even have thought of, and just, you know, reaching out to people and talking to them and learning about what that could look like and what that path might be, and just, you know, just be willing to take a risk and go for it and keep learning.
Thanks to Kim for taking some time out of her schedule to chat.
To see what all Barton Mallow is doing to celebrate Women in Construction Week, visit bartonmallow.com or follow us on social media at Barton Mallow.
For more information about Women in Construction Week, visit wicweek.org.
This is Said Differently, Beyond the Build.